Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Pastor Shem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Mem, and tonight we're going to do Siman Shin Mem, Se'if Yud Gimel. This is page Kuf Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of page 382, Se'if Yud Gimel. Ein Shovrim Acheres Mimkorn Aniyar Mipnei Shuka Misakin Kli. That's it. That's the whole Shulchan Aruch for tonight, that you don't break a piece of pottery, nor do you tear a piece of paper, because that is Misakin Kli. Now, this is talking about the Mishbura writes, Ein Shovrim Acheres Mim Kidei La'aniach Aleim V'chei Gavna, that they used to tear paper or break a piece of pottery in order to roast some food on it, that they would put it on the griddle and then on the grates, and then they would put a piece of fish on it so it would cook more evenly. So you're not allowed to do that because you're making the kli, you're making the thing that's going to be holding the food. Now it's interesting that the issue is misakin mana, that which is an isur midrabanan. It's not makab patish midaraisa, it's misakin mana midrabanan. So the Bi'ar Halacha over here in Dibra Maskelein Shovrin says, l'chor l'fim ha'shem uchach b'sifah samach to Korea, meaning if you're tearing a piece of paper and you're cutting it to make a usable piece of paper, why is that not Korea? That's a daraisa. It's much worse than misakin mana. How come the Shulchan Aruch is burying the lead over here? How come he doesn't say it's mishum Korea? So the Bi'ar Halacha has an unbelievable chiddush that is a critical Bi'ar Halacha, where he says a chiddush din in Hilchus Korea. He writes velule de mistafina. I would suggest, if I were not afraid, a davar chadash to lo shayich shem korea al menas l'sakein, kiim kisha korea is a davar be'emtzav u'tzarch l'tikun shneihem. Korea is only when you tear something into two pieces, thereby making both pieces usable. But if you tear the edges off of something, making only one of the pieces better, and the other one is just garbage now, and it's not made any better, it's not improved in any way, that is not korea. So he says in the first wide line, mashem kiim kisha korea is a davar me'abegin me'atzad. You cut something off of a beged on the side, v'kavnosel the second besides a beged shayaruch or mekulkel b'svaso. The beged was a little too long, so you cut it down to size, or it was a little frayed at the edges, so you cut off the frayed edges. V'chaticha nikras l'yisukim b'zeklal, and the piece you cut off is now garbage. It doesn't say you didn't help it at all. Lo shayich b'zeshem kreyam nasasakin kim shem acher. Dainam sakin mana. That's tikun mana, but it is not correct. So that seems to be a critical yesod in dinim of Korea. Siv katan mem alif mipnei, and the reason that it's aser to tear this piece of paper and break this piece of pottery is because it's a violation of tikkun mana. Umari b'shein makbid alamida. It's only a violation of tikkun mana alone if you're also not makbid on it being a particular size. The lavach yesh bo gam mishum chatech. If you're makbid on it being a particular size, then you also run afoul of mechatech v'im korei niyar lekroin kidei lekaneach hasatzmo ben alashari zatashmish. And if you take a pieces of paper and you cut it down into different pieces of usable sizes, or for any other usage to clean yourself, for any other usage chayv mishum korei. So if you start cutting up a roll of paper towels, so you have perfectly sized paper towels that you could then use, that's a violation of korei and probably tikkun mana and maybe mechatech as well if you're makbid on the particular sizes. Shu korea al menas l'sakin, because that's korea al menas l'sakin ukid l'kamon b'sif yod dalid. Now, what do you do if you're in the bathroom and there's no cut toilet paper? So in the dershu over here, in note 82, he quotes from Rav Eliashiv that you could be korea mekala achar yad. You could be korea with your elbows or something like that, because makom kavod abrios, we allow doing a malacha kala achar yad, and it would be a kavod abrios situation. Why doesn't the Mechaber mention that it's Korea over here? So he says, look in the Bi'ar Halacha, and he's referring to the Bi'ar Halacha we mentioned before, that it's not Korea when you tear the piece of paper to roast some fish on, because the roll that you're tearing the paper from is no better off. Now that you tore it, it's not, no better than it was. You only were misakin one side of it, and if you're only misakin one side of it, that's not Korea. So maybe tikkun mana, it may even be mechatech, but it is not korea. V'lekroa igeres hamechutam afilim mizor shalish paros yasach simuraki kar niyash esviva. And if you tear a signed letter, even if you're careful not to tear into the actual lettering, you only tear the paper around it. Gamkin asur l'kuli alma. That's also asur l'kuli alma to do. You're not allowed to tear the letter. It's Korea. You can't even ask a guy to do it unless there's a major tzorach to do so. But the Aguda says that you could tell the non-Jew, you know, I really cannot read this when it's not open. And then if the guy knows to open it, that's not a problem. Then you could then read it. So in the Dirshu in footnote 80, in note 86, he says, but wait a second, I thought that there's two isurim of Emil Nachri. You're not allowed to ask a Nachri to do something for you, and you're also not allowed to benefit from that which he did for you. So granted, by doing this remiza shalo b'derech tzivoy, by just saying, oh, I can't read it like this without asking him to take any action, that's a remiza shalo b'derech tzivoy, so you didn't ask him to do anything for you. But what about the fact that you're benefiting from the fact that he tore it open for you? So says the Kalkelos HaShabbos, that's not called benefiting from the malacha, because you're not benefiting from the kriya, you're benefiting from the ability to read the letter inside. That's not called direct benefit from the act of korea. So to summarize what we learned tonight, in this short piece tonight, is number one, that breaking a piece of pottery or cutting paper to roast something on violates tikkun mana, and if you cut it to size, it also violates mechatech. And then the Bir Halacha pointed out that there's no korea if it only improves one side, meaning if you're only improving the suit when you cut off whatever extra length there is. It's only if you're improving both sides that it's a violation of Korea. And then we said that if you have a letter that you need to get opened, you can do remiza shelo b'derech tzivoy to get a nachri to tear open the letter. Remiza shelo b'derech tzivoy means that you do not ask him to take action, nor do you mention the action that needs to be taken. So you say, I cannot read the letter as it currently is. So you didn't say, and therefore do something about it, nor do you say, I cannot read the letter until somebody opens this letter for me, right? That would be also remiza shelo b'derech tzivoy, because you're mentioning the actions. That's why it's very carefully formulated. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, same time, same place, we will be doing Si'if Yud Dalet and finishing up Simen Shin Mem. Everyone have a wonderful evening.